Today on Bold Steps with Mark Jobe, we'll show you how you can eliminate your spiritual debt and accept God's credit into your life.
When you come to God with that debt of sin upon you and receive the forgiveness of your sin and the gift that only God can give you, He doesn't see the old person that you were. He sees the new person that you have become. There's no news better than the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Welcome to Bold Steps with Mark Jobe, Senior Pastor of New Life Community Church in Chicago and President of Moody Bible Institute. I'm Wayne Shepherd. Well, one of the most beautiful aspects of the gospel is that no matter where you are in life, no matter your age, your background, your socioeconomic status, your life choices, at any point in time, you can choose to follow Jesus and accept His free gift of eternal life. As we continue our study today in the book of Romans, Mark will take us to chapter 4 to further expand on God's gift that is credited to us as righteousness. So let's kick off this Friday edition with a lesson on God's spiritual debts and credits. Here's Mark Jobe.
As a young college student, I was trying to pay my way through school, and so I went and I got a job at the merchandise mart, Baker Knapp and Tubbs, and my salary at that time, my hourly wage was $3.35 an hour. I think about it now and say, wow. Imagine hard work one whole hour, and then at the end you get $3.35. Now, if I would have gone into my boss who was writing the paycheck, and at the end of working for 2 weeks and working long hours to try to get a decent paycheck, and I would go on into him and he would just say, hey, Mark, how you doing? Listen, by the way, I want to give you a gift. And he were to give me my paycheck and say that it was a gift, I would have looked at him and said, this is not a gift. This is my paycheck. And you're missing 2 hours, by the way. Because when you work for something, you expect to be paid for it. It's not a gift. It's a debt that you expect that person to pay you for. And you keep very close track of the hours that you've worked because you expect, hey, if they miss an hour, hey, that's 1 hour of paycheck that you're not giving me. So it's not a, this is not a gift given to you. This is a debt that's owed to you. Some of us approach God that way. We believe we're keeping very close track of our good works, and we believe that if we try to improve our life, that God owes us favor. That God owes us some favor if we go to church and read our Bible and try to give to the poor and try not to swear and try to improve our life. We're trying to be good, trying to do things, and we say, God, I've lived good for 2 weeks, and so you owe me some favor. You owe me some forgiveness. You owe me some credit to my account. And when we do that, when we're doing good works to earn God's favor, then the entire debt of our sinfulness becomes ours. And so we become debtors to God because we're trying to pay off a $1 trillion debt making $3.35 an hour. And our debt's not going down much. But there's a difference between that and coming to God and say, God, I can never pay off my debt. I will never, no matter how good I try to be, I will never be able to pay off this huge debt. I need you to credit righteousness to me because I could never, never, the debt is too big. And God says, I'm offering you a gift. My gift has been given through my son, Jesus Christ, who came to pay the price. The gift that credits you righteousness, righteousness that you haven't earned, you haven't deserved it, you haven't worked enough good hours to deserve that, but God says, I know that you could never pay off the bill on your own, so I'm going to give you the credit of righteousness. Not only am I going to eliminate your debt, but I'm going to put credit into your account. Hello, are you hearing me? This is huge. Not only God is saying, am I going to wipe away your sins? but I'm going to add to your account righteousness. So now when you stand before God, he doesn't just see you at zero. He sees the righteousness of God, a positive balance in your account before him, because God has deposited in your account something that you could never pay on your own. You say, well, Pastor, how is that deposited? Through faith. You see, Abraham, and the whole argument here that the Apostle Paul makes is that Abraham, if he tried to work, he would incur a debt, but he didn't try to work. He believed and trusted God. And so he believed God, and his faith was credited to him as righteousness. Look at verse 10. Secondly, our spiritual account is credited before good deposits even begin to show in our life. What Paul was saying, because the Jewish people respected Abraham and thought he was the father of faith and a very good person. But what Paul was arguing is that even before Abraham did any good works, he believed God. It says, under what circumstances was it credited? Was it after he was circumcised or before? It was after. And he received the sign of circumcision as a seal of righteousness that he had by faith while he was still uncircumcised. Listen, so then, he is the father of all who believe but have not been circumcised, in order that righteousness may be credited to him. The sign that a Jewish boy was being drafted into the family of God was that when he was a baby, he would be circumcised. And that was counted as an act of righteousness. What Paul was saying is that Abraham believed God. He was circumcised in Genesis chapter 17, but it was in Genesis chapter 15, 14 years earlier, that his faith was counted as righteousness. I want you to hear me well. Oh, I wish I could preach this, and I don't know if I can. When you come to God, you come to God as a huge debtor, with a debt of sin that no one can pay, not even yourself. And when you come to God as a sinner with a huge debt that the wrath of God is upon, someone has to pay your debt. It doesn't just go away. Someone has to pay the debt of your sin. God can't just say, well, you're a nice guy, I'm just going to erase it. No, it doesn't work that way. The wrath of God has to be satisfied. The wrath of God, the goodness of God, the holiness of God demands payment for the debt that's there. You cannot just go to the bank and owe thousands upon thousands of dollars and go to the bank teller and tell the bank teller, hey, you know, I've been through a tough time. I'm really a good person. Would you just wipe that thousands of dollars of debt off my account, please, pretty please? I mean, we're nice people. Can you just do that? The teller at the bank would say no, because then the books would not add up. I can't just take $20,000 off of your debt, because it would not be justified. Someone has to pay it. That money has to come from somewhere to pay it. Spiritually, before God, God cannot just erase our debt. Someone has to pay the price for the debt that you and I owe. And what the Bible says is that Jesus, Christ the righteous one, he's come willing to pay that debt. I want you to hear me well. When you come to God to give your life to Jesus, to say, God, I'm going to follow you, God is not saying, I'm going to test to see how you do for the first 6 months. And if you do a lot of good works in the first 6 months, then I'm going to wash your sins away. That's not how it works. The way it works is this. You come to God with a huge debt. Every sin you've committed since you were young, every lust, every lie, every anger, every cuss word, every envy, every deception, every bigotry, every covetousness, attitudes of the heart, attitudes of the mind. When you come to God, there's a huge debt that you cannot pay. When you come to God, you come and say, God, I have a huge debt before you, but I believe in the solution that you've given me. I come to you in faith, and I trust that Jesus Christ alone has the power to forgive me. The Bible says that when you come to God that way, that you come to God with faith, believing that he has the power to change you, believing that he has the power to make you new. Listen, you may have walked in this place, a womanizer, an adulterer, an addict, someone that maybe this past week you were out there doing disgusting things and hanging out in places and lying and betraying and doing everything that you did in the world. And when you come to this place, God knows who you are. God sees who you've been. God fully understands the degree of your sin. But when you come to God, you come in faith and you say, God, I believe that you have the power to wash me. And I believe in faith that I will be a new creation. I believe that I will be a new person. I believe that I can fully change by your power, by what you have done for me. I believe. And God doesn't say, well, let's see if that happens. The Bible says that the moment that you have faith in him, it's credited to you as righteousness. Even before there's one good work that you do as a new creation, God has already washed the debt of your sin fully and completely away.
You're listening to Bold Steps with Mark Job. For more tools and resources designed to help you understand what it means to be a committed and authentic follower of Jesus, visit boldstepsradio.org. And then coming up at the close of the program, I'll tell you how you can get a copy of a book we're offering right now called Do Something Beautiful. Today is the last day, so be sure to have a pen and paper handy to write down the contact information. More on that book later. But first, let's return to the second half of this message called God's Word on Spiritual Debt and Credit. Mark's going to dive into the second point of the message now.
Credited as righteousness. Look what he says. But through the righteousness that comes through faith. I'm going to end with this. Listen. The last part of this says our spiritual debt, number three, our spiritual debt is paid in full by the deposit made to our account when we believe in the risen Jesus. Verse 16 says, therefore the promise comes by faith so that it may be by grace and may be guaranteed to all Abraham's offspring. Listen, the promise of forgiveness, the promise of change, the promise of new life. It doesn't come by you saying to God, I'm going to be a better person. It never comes that way. It doesn't come by you trying to work to make it happen. It never comes that way. It comes when you trust in what Jesus Christ has done for you. You come, however you come to God, you come in the moment that you come to God and say, God, I trust you to forgive me, wash me, make me a new person. The moment God sees faith in you, willing to take his gift of forgiveness and eternal life at that moment of time. That's why I'm so big believer in the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's why when I preach to you, I believe that you can walk out of this place a changed person. Some of you, when you walk in this place, I want you to hear me well, because this is the reality. Some of you, when you walk in this place, if you were to die before you walked in this place without giving your life to Jesus, you would go to an eternity without God, an eternity of suffering and damnation. That's what the Bible tells us. An eternity apart from God, an eternity in darkness, and one decision of faith, one act of faith that says, I know I am in debt. I know I can't pay for my sin, but I put my trust in Jesus Christ. I ask that he would be Lord. I ask that he would forgive me. That one act of faith changes your standing before God, changes your eternal destiny, gives you the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. And the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. The old is gone, and the new has come. That's why I believe in the gospel so powerfully. You say, well, Pastor, if it's not because of my works and my good deeds, it sounds too easy, Pastor. What if I come and give my life to God and say, Lord, I accept you? But then I keep on living like I always used to live before. What happens? Oh, here's what I believe. Listen, your good works aren't there to try to make you right before God. Your good works are an evidence. They're evidence that you truly have come to know God. See, you don't do good works to try to gain the approval of God and salvation. The good works and the change that are made in your life are because you are a new creation, because you are forgiven, because you are cleansed by God, because you do have in the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, because you're a son and daughter of the Most Almighty God. And so now you start to live like God, act like God, love like God, be like God. Why? Because you've been indwelt by the power of God in your life. And he wraps things up. And he says to us, listen, he says it was credited to him in verse 23. Were written not for him alone. It was credited to him, was written not for him alone, not for Abraham alone, but also for us, to whom God will credit righteousness. For us who believe in him, who raised Jesus our Lord from the dead. How is righteousness credited to us? When we believe that God raised Jesus from the dead, that Jesus has all power to cleanse us and forgive us. Listen, I want to close with this. There are some of you that walked into these doors today, and you walked in with a debt before God that no man or woman could pay. You walked in before into this place with a debt that's so big, it's so grievous, it's so strong, it's so burdensome, that it condemns you. You walked in before it with a debt so big that if you were to die and stand before the judge, he would just say, your debt's too big. Some of you walked in this place with years and years of sin, years and years of turning your back on God, years and years of doing your own thing, walking your own way, living your own life. You walked into this place with a huge debt. And today the Spirit of God is saying to you, I have the power to forgive you that debt that you owe before God, that debt that you can't pay. If you decided today, I'm going to improve my life and try to be the best person on the face of this earth, and you're 35 years old and you say, until I'm 90, every day I will get up and pray. Now for the rest of my life, I will read the Bible every day. I will give all that I have and give it to the poor. I will quit my job, live on the streets, and spend 24 hours a day trying to find good things to do. And I'm going to pick up gum from the sidewalk, and I'm going to help little old ladies cross the street, and I'm going to write cards of thank you to people that need it. I'm going to spend time working at orphanages. And from this day on, you spent all of your life trying to do good, all of your life trying to be the perfect individual, not sinning, not lusting, living a celibate life, and you determine, I am so convinced that I need to improve my life. And from this day on at 35, you were to live till you're 90 as almost a perfect saint, you would still be condemned before God. Because you can never pay that debt. You can never be good enough. You see, the only way that your sin can be forgiven and washed is by receiving a gift. The spiritual millionaire himself is giving you a gift that you could never repay, and he's saying, I will pay your debt. And if you try to work for it, you become indebted. But if you humbly bow yourself before God and say, God, I cannot pay this debt. It's way too big. I will never be able to pay it. My sin is way too great. But today I receive the gift of the one who died on that cross to pay my debt, the only spotless Son of God. And that's why it had to be Jesus, who had no spot, sin, or wrinkle on him. It had to be the perfect lamb that was sacrificed. And when Jesus died, he said, "Tetelestai, it is paid in full." And anybody and everybody that comes to the cross of Jesus to say, "I need the debt that wipes away my debtedness and adds to my account righteousness." Listen to me well. And some of you, I have a hard time believing this. You may have come in here a prostitute and live the last decade of your life selling your body to whatever men are able to pay the price, and live 10 years of prostitution and everything that's involved in that. And when you come to God with that debt of sin upon you and receive the forgiveness of your sin and the gift that only God can give you, not only is your past washed away, but you are credited with righteousness. What does that mean? That when God sees you, not only does he see you at zero, but God sees you as righteous before him, as someone that has been piled on with good works, not that you have done, but that Jesus has credited to you. He has washed away your past. He has cleansed you. And when you walk out of this place, God sees you as a person redeemed, cleansed. He doesn't see who you were. He sees who you are now. He doesn't see the old person that you were. He sees the new person that you have become. That is the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. There's no news better than the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
You've been listening to Bold Steps with Mark Jobe. And Mark, we've spent the last 2 days describing the simple truth that God has made a way for all those who believe in Jesus to spend eternity with him. So would you take a couple of minutes and lift those up who are ready to make that decision to stop doing it themselves, trying to do it themselves and follow Jesus?
You know, you can't listen to these messages in the book of Romans without being compelled to make a decision in one way or the other.
Yep.
And so I hope that the gospel, if you're already a believer, I hope that the gospel has become more fully understood in your mind, the depth and power of it. And if you're not a believer yet, maybe you've been a religious person, I hope that this has challenged you to understand you either are a child of God because you've made a decision or you're not. You can't be somewhere in between. And if you've been religious for a long time, maybe you attended church since you were a little kid, but you've never quite understood the gospel and never made that public step of surrender, then now is your time. So I want to pray for you. If you are one of these people that are saying, "Yes, I need to make this decision," then would you just pause and bow with me right now? So, Father, I pray right now for that person that feels compelled, drawn. They've been trying to make it with religious effort, but there's an emptiness inside, a hollowness about the works that they're trying to do or religious rituals, and they know something is wrong. I pray in Jesus' name right now that they would stop, look to the heavens, and right now surrender their life to your lordship, admitting, "I can't save myself. The debt's too big, God. I can never in a trillion years pay off my own debt. I need a Savior." So today I admit I need a Savior. Pay my debt, Lord. I invite you to come and be Lord of my life. I surrender. Let me begin to walk in this newness of life that you've called me to. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mark. And thank you for this week of insightful messages from the book of Romans. Now, if you'd like to learn more about Mark Jobe or this ministry, just go to boldstepsradio.org. And while you're online, be sure to check out the book we mentioned earlier in the program, written by York Moore. It's called Do Something Beautiful. We'd love to send you a copy when you give a gift of any amount to support the ministry of Bold Steps. But don't delay. Today is the last day to request it. So you've been thinking about it? Do it now when you call 844-615-7363, 844-615-7363, or give your gift and ask for the book Do Something Beautiful online at boldstepsradio.org. And then before Monday rolls around, be sure to sign up for the new Bold Stepper Weekly. Mark, this is something that comes from you each Monday morning to our inbox automatically once we've signed up. Thanks for doing this.
Absolutely. You know, we all need a boost to our Monday morning, and there's some devotional thoughts, some resources, some connection that we try to make with all of our listeners. It's a way to get personal with you and hopefully encourage you to start your week off well.
We like to say, get stepping in your walk with Christ. And you can do it when you sign up for the Bold Stepper Weekly at boldstepsradio.org. And then look for it Monday morning in your email box. I'm Wayne Shepherd. Be sure to join us again Monday when Mark tells us how to break down the wall. It's a message from our City of God series, and you'll catch it Monday on Bold Steps with Mark Jobe. Bold Steps is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Bible Institute.